Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House remains on the defensive as President Trump escalates his criticism of James Comey, the man he fired as FBI director. Mr. Trump went on the offense on Twitter and accused opposition Democrats of fabricating the allegation that his presidential campaign colluded with Russia. VOA's Jim Malone has our report.
Trump earlier told NBC News that Comey assured him at a White House dinner he was not under investigation. But the New York Times reported a conflicting account by Comey associates, who said the fired FBI chief rebuffed an attempt by Trump to secure Comey's loyalty at the dinner. That, in turn, prompted a tweet from Trump warning that Comey better hope there were no tapes of their conversation. Trump's tweet sparked questions for spokesman Sean Spicer about whether the president was tape recording conversations at the White House.
I've talked to the president. The president has nothing further to add on that.
Congressional Democrats sent a letter to the White House demanding more information. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Massive cyber attack has hit hospitals in Britain and businesses in Spain, appears to be spreading. British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Of course, it is important that we have set up the National Cybersecurity Centre and they are able to work with the NHS organisations concerned to ensure that they are supported and that patient safety is protected.
Similar cyber attacks now have been reported in other countries. A person has tested positive for Ebola virus in the Northern Democratic Republic of Congo. World Health Organization says it is working closely with Congo's health ministry to contain any outbreak. This is VOA News. President Trump will express some support for Palestinian self-determination during a Middle East trip this month. That according to U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, who says Mr. Trump will carry a message of peace on his travels to the Middle East. Reporters asked Mr. McMaster whether the president will also increase the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
The president has not made a decision yet on a course of action. What we have done, which is what we have done in many cases on the North Korea problem set, for example, is we've consulted broadly across our government and with allies. The president wants to hear from our allies as well. This is a president who listens to his allies and partners, who have an opportunity to do so at the NATO summit, who have an opportunity to do so at the G7. And so what we'll have at the end of this next few weeks here is an opportunity for a much more effective strategy for the problem set in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and the region broadly.
Mr. Trump travels, which begin next week, will include stops in Israel as well as Rome and in Saudi Arabia before he goes to Brussels for NATO and G7 meetings. Among the first executive actions at the White House this year, President Trump reinstated a law that bans any U.S. aid to international organizations that support the practice of abortion. This reversed one aspect of U.S. foreign aid policy that had been in effect under former President Barack Obama, changed the way U.S. financial assistance is distributed internationally. A political divide in the U.S. between the two major political parties is focused on a fundamental issue. Republicans consider abortion an assault on human life. Democrats see the basic issue as a woman's right to choose. Neither will be discussing. Pope Francis is in Portugal, where he prayed before the Chapel of the Apparitions, that in the sanctuary of Fatima day before he canonizes two of the three shepherd children who are believed to have seen the Virgin Mary on that very site 100 years ago.
O clemente, O piedosa, O doce Virgem Maria, Rainha do Rosário.
The Pope prayed, gracious and pious, O sweet Virgin Mary, Queen of the Rosary of Fatima, he said, let us follow your example.
Francisco e Jacinta.
A million worshipers are expected to attend the canonization later today. Roman Catholic Church posthumously confers sainthood on people they considered so holy during their lives that they are now believed to be with God and concede and intercede with God to perform miracles. Get more stories by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.